Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gather around your radio for the most exciting program to ever grace your airwaves. With tales of suspense, intrigue, romance, and adventure, it's Radioactive Theater. Radioactive Theater is brought to you by the fine folks at Great Stone Coffee, the Lake's Living Room, located in the heart of the Lake of the Ozarks. Be sure to stop by Great Stone Coffee every month to see Radioactive Theater live and in person. And don't just have a great day, have a great stone day. Racing across the cosmos at the speed of light. Dispensing justice at the end of a laser ray. Defender of the known universe. He is Blast Burton, Radar Rocket Ranger from the 26th century. Blast Burton is on your airwaves. Captain Blast Burton, agent of the League of Planets and commander of the Radar Rocket Rangers, fights a never-ending battle across the solar system against Tangar the Terrible, tyrannical Emperor of Mars. Aiding Blast in his fight for justice are the beautiful ace pilot, Betsy Booster, and Earth's most brilliant scientist, Dr. Smartwell. Now, let's join our heroes 500 years in the future in tonight's exciting episode, Take a Ring Off It. At Radar Rocket Ranger Command, Commander Dirk Dash is alerted to trouble on the far side of Saturn.
Sir, we're getting some strange readings on the radar scope. I think you should take a look at this.
What is it, Ensign?
Well, it's the outer ring of Saturn, sir.
What about it?
Well, it's gone.
What do you mean, gone?
It's just gone. Sir, there's an incoming message.
From Saturn?
No, it's coming from Mars.
Mars? Why the devil are we getting a message from Mars? Put it on the main screen.
Is this on?
Did you push the button?
Yeah, press the button.
Then it should be working.
Well, the light is on, but is that the transmission light or the recording light?
They are the same light.
Why would they be the same light? That doesn't make sense.
We can see you.
You can?
Yes.
Right. I knew that. Anyway, I am Tangar the Terrible, Emperor of Mars. And by now you've noticed that one of the rings of Saturn has disappeared. Completely missing. No more. Eradicated. I think what I'm getting at is it's gone.
And I guess you are responsible for that?
Of course I'm responsible for that. Why else would I be calling? This isn't me just calling to catch up. I don't care what your grandchildren are up to or how your wife is.
And I guess this is one of those standard list of demands type thing.
Well, yes, but you're kind of taking the fun out of it with your attitude.
Just get to the point, Tangar.
Emperor Tangar!
What do you want?
What I want is the complete surrender of the League of Planets to me.
And if we refuse?
Then the Sol system will lose its most beautiful feature. For every hour you delay, one more ring shall be removed, till Saturn is just another big bag of gas. Not unlike yourself. You don't have much time, Commander. The clock is ticking.
What do we do, Commander?
What we always do, Ensign. Get me Blast Burton.
Soon, Blast Burton, along with ace pilot Betsy Booster, find themselves in the command center of Radar Rocket Ranger headquarters to be briefed on their very important mission.
And those are this madman's demands, Blast.
I see. So if we don't turn over controls of the entire League of Planets to Tangar the Terrible, he'll destroy one of the most beautiful natural wonders in this or any other star system. That would be a very grievous loss, to be sure. What do you think, Betsy?
It would be a loss. But we can't turn over the control of the whole government to be under the thumb of his tyrannical dictatorship.
Yeah?
Not to mention that Tangar's economic policies on Mars have really not stimulated the economy like he promised. In fact, it seems like they have actually hindered real growth in many key sectors of the planet. And if he pushed those policies on the rest of the League of Planets, why, it could lead to a recession the likes of which we haven't seen in nearly 100 years.
Yeah, that sounds about right, I think.
And the way he has cut funding to the arts? Why, you know, Mars used to produce the most talented ballet dancers in the whole solar system. Now their major export is those little fake testicles you hang off the back of your rocket ship.
I agree with all the stuff Betsy just said. Plus, Tengar is a real jerk.
We agree. That's why we have decided to not give in to his demands and why you two are here. We need you to get out to Saturn and stop whatever is making those rings disappear.
With all due respect, Commander Dash, we don't even know what we would be walking into out there.
That's why we have called in one of our top minds to aid you in this mission, and he should be arriving any minute now.
It would have been really cool had he arrived just when you finished saying that.
Yes, yes, it would have. Ah, here he is. I'd like you to meet Dr. Douglas Smartwell.
The Dr. Douglas Smartwell, the man who invented the star drive which makes travel between the planets possible?
One and the same.
It is a pleasure to meet you, Doctor. I've heard so many good things about you. I'm Captain Blast Burton, and this is Lieutenant Betsy Booster, the best pilot in the whole darn galaxy.
It's nice to meet you, Doctor.
Pisces, what's yours?
What?
Never mind.
The doctor thinks he might know what's going on, so I'll turn it over to him.
Well, thank you, Commander. I've been doing some long-range scans in the area of Saturn since the first ring disappeared. I used the data from the long-range radar scopes to pinpoint a strange gravitational anomaly right where the missing ring used to be. I then combined it with the images from my own photo telescope, and this is what I found.
Why, that's a ship.
A big one, too.
Yes. It seems that this ship is responsible for the disappearance. It is producing massive amounts of gravity, which it uses to suck up the small debris and particles that the rings are made up of. It then seems to be storing it in a huge bag it's pulling behind it. I like to call this the Hoover effect.
Then we have to get out there and stop that ship before it can Hoover effect any more of those rings.
And I must go along and see if I can fix the damage that's already been done.
We have the fastest rocket ship in the fleet, the Relentless, standing by for you. If you think you can handle it, Ranger Booster.
Just give me a star to steer her by, Commander. I'll get us there.
Good luck, you three.
To the ship. Huzzah!
Soon, our trio of heroes are on their way to Saturn to try to save the ninth wonder of the solar system and stop Tengar's devious scheme in its tracks.
Looks like we're making good time, Betsy.
Well, this is one fine ship.
But Doctor, why are you fidgeting so much?
I hate space travel.
You hate space travel? But you invented the star drive.
And that's why I hate it. Oh, you have no idea what that can do to a person. Why, the star drive could boil your blood in your body, or we could get hit with a radiation burst in an unshielded section, and the whole thing goes supernova, or it could transport us to the other side of the Milky Way if the intakes aren't managed exactly. No, I have a reason to hate space travel.
Good to know. I feel much better now.
Does Martian attack rocket ships fall into your list as well, Doctor?
Well, as a matter of fact, they do. Why?
Because there are three of them on an intercept course right now. Evasive maneuvers.
Hold on, everyone.
That was a little too close, Betsy.
I'm doing the best I can. We're hit, but it's not bad. I think I can get it under control. Blast, man the guns and see if you can get those guys off my tail.
Powering up laser cannons. Ha ha, I got one.
Oh my, where are the space sick bags?
The other two have pulled in behind.
I got them. Activating hindsight cannons. Huzzah! I got them both with one shot. I clipped one, and they ran right into each other.
They hit one of the engines. We can still limp into Saturn, but only at half speed.
Betsy. Betsy. Hey, Betsy. Betsy.
Yes, Blast.
Did you see what I did? Two ships, one shot?
Yes, I saw.
Yeah, pretty cool, huh?
Very cool.
Yeah, I'm awesome.
Oh, here goes.
Meanwhile, back on Mars, Tangar awaits a report on his attack ship's attempt on Blast Burton's life.
Once Blast Burton is dead, there will be no one to stop me, and the League of Planets will have to bow to my demand.
The report is coming in. Oh, yes, I see.
Well, what is it? Is it good news?
It is not.
It's not. Well, can you make it sound like good news?
All right. Well, we only lost three ships.
We only sent three ships.
That is true.
And Blast Burton?
Well, I'm sure he's very shook up.
So he is still...
alive? Yes, I'm afraid so. All right. Remember, practice your breathing.
If Blast Burton is alive, then he could ruin everything!
I do have one bit of actual good news.
Fine, lay it on me.
Before they were destroyed, our ships were able to disable one of the engines on Blast's rocket ship.
Meaning?
Meaning, if we leave now, we might be able to beat them to Saturn and stop them ourselves.
You're right. We can take my personal rocket ship. We could be there in no time!
Yes, if we really put the pedal to the metal, you know, pew pew.
What?
Pew pew.
Why would I shoot the laser cannons?
No, not the laser cannons, the pew pew.
Yeah, that's the laser cannon sound.
No, it is not.
It is. It really is. Just out of curiosity, what do you think the sound you're making is?
Rocket engines, clearly.
Uh-huh. I see. So you think rockets go... pew-pew?
They do.
And not whoosh?
No, that's silly.
Hold on, Atomic Android?
Yes, my lord.
What sound does a rocket make?
Whoosh.
And, what sound does a laser gun make?
Pew pew.
See?
He's lying!
He can't lie. He's a robot! It's like one of the three laws of robotics. Rule one, no lying to a human or other sentient life form. Rule two is, it's wait a half hour before swimming after eating. And three, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor.
Those are not the three rules of robotics.
It doesn't matter. I know he isn't lying.
You know what? We can fight about this on the ship on the way there.
You're right. And if I hear it go, pew pew, when we take off, I'll admit defeat.
Would you just come on?
Soon our heroes arrive at Saturn, just in time to see a startling sight.
Look, there's the ship.
And it looks like it's getting ready to suck up the next of Saturn's rings.
We should... Oh, no.
You okay?
I will be, but... Oh, we need to get on that ship so I can override the system.
Looks like there's a docking hatch on the port side.
Then let's get to it. This place looks deserted. Could it be possible no one is on the ship?
Okay. Yes, it could be. The whole thing could be running on automatic.
How do we stop it?
We need to get to the bridge to shut it down.
Here's the lift. It should take us right to the bridge. So... anyone got any plans this weekend?
Well, there's a new spa on Venus I was thinking of going to.
Oh, I don't know. I might just hang outside the aerobic studio and, well, wait for the ladies to come out.
Right. And this should be the bridge. Look, There's the main console. Get to work, Smartwell.
No problem.
Not so fast, heroes.
It's Tengar and Cersei.
That's correct. Now, step away from the console.
Oh, I think not. We are the ones holding ray pistols. So take one more step and you'll get the old pew-pew.
See? See? Pew-pew's a gun noise!
Now is not the time.
Fine. Fine. She's right, you know. Right now, we must focus on killing you.
You and what army?
This army!
A squad of atomic androids?
We might be in trouble. Get behind the main console for cover.
Kill them!
Well, if you're going to do something smart, well, now would be the time.
I've accessed the self-destruct, but I don't know the codes.
I won't be able to hold them off.
Wait, what is this taped to the console? It's a piece of paper and it says, don't remove destruct codes. It's written down right here.
Well, what idiot did? What? Doesn't matter. Computer, activate self-destruct.
Authorization code.
Code 000. Destruct 0.
Destruct sequence is active. 1 minute countdown begins. 60. 59.
What? They've activated the self-destruct!
57.
What?
They must have the codes!
How did they get those?
I may have written them down and taped them to the console.
You did what?
I could never remember it! I don't even know why we put self-destructs on these doomsday weapons anyway. It always seems to backfire.
Can we stop it?
Well, no.
So, we had them put in a self-destruct, but no way to turn it off.
Apparently. Damn it! I only had 4 payments left on this ship, too.
Then we leave.
Yeah, we leave.
48. 47.
You've won 46, this round, Blast! 45, but we'll be back!
They're retreating.
And I think we should do the same. Let's get out of here!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Huzzah! We did it!
And look, the dust from the ring. It's free and starting to spread out again.
In time, the gravity of the planet will put it back into place, and, well, Saturn will be as beautiful as ever.
We should get back to Earth. Commander Dash is going to have a pile of paperwork for us to fill out.
Paperwork? I didn't sign up for that.
Do you think that's the last we'll see of Tengar the Terrible and Cersei Sinister?
One would hope, but I doubt it. Evil always seems to keep coming back. But wherever evil appears, it should know that it has to deal with Blast Burton Radar Rocket Ranger. Oh, and friends.
And so, another exciting adventure comes to a close. But there is more action to come on the next episode of Blast Burton Radar Rocket Ranger from the 26th century.
You've been listening to Radioactive Theater, brought to you by Great Stone Coffee. Tonight's episode has been Blast Burton, Episode 1, Take a Ring Off It, starring Josh Crane as Captain Blast Burton, Angelina Lavon as Lieutenant Betsy Booster, Gary Cummins as Dr. Smartwell, Lorianne Stuckmeyer as Queen Cersei Sinister, Matt Clemens as Tengar the Terrible, and Larry Williams as the announcer. Also starring Tony Coons as Commander Dirk Dash, Will Runyon Jr. as the Atomic Android, and Sam Agnew as Ensign and the Computer. Blast Burton's theme is composed by Brian Sadler. Find more of his work at briansadler.org. Editing, music, and sound effects by Will Runyon Jr. Blast Burton Radar Rocket Ranger from the 26th century is directed by Matt Clemens and written by Matt Clemens and Lori Ann Stuckmeyer and produced by Will Runyon Jr. Visit radioactivetheater.com for additional podcasts, live show dates, merchandise, and more. Find the Radioactive Theater podcast on your favorite podcatcher, and don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a 5-star review. It really helps us grow the show. Want to do more to support Radioactive Theater? go to patreon.com/radioactivetheater to donate. Make sure to be in front of your radio again next time for another amazing adventure with Radioactive Theater. Thank you, and good night.